Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're fucking nasty. All right, all my sexy motherfuckers, let me just let you know, I did a boo-boo. So, last week, I got to see the girl that I had goodbye sex with, and it was hot. We had like welcome home sex that was really sexy and hot, and just thinking about it makes my pussy just soaked. I don't know what it is. Like, this girl is so sexually compatible with me. It's ridiculous. Like, you never know. You know when you get that good pussy or that good dick and you're just like, oh, it's so good. So anyways, like I said, I had some vagina last week, a couple days, and after a really good night of hot sex, the next night turned out to be bad, just a little bit, and I'll tell you guys why. So, like I said, I just got back home from New York last week, and seeing this girl who gave me goodbye sex was amazing. So she spent the night or whatever, we hung out, we smoked, we chilled, did our usual. So, you know, we spent the night together sleeping and whatever. Then the next night that she spent the night, this is when shit got a little dirtier. So it wasn't just me waking up to her and fucking her. I had to do some things and I said, come back tonight. And meanwhile, as she's inside, as I'm inside of her, she says to me, like, oh, I missed you. Like, she's, like, moaning this. And I'm kind of like, oh, really? My ego's getting stroked. So this girl who's, like, telling me she's missing me and, like, she's soaking wet. And mind you, I'm fucking her from behind. So I had two of my fingers inside her pussy. I'm, you know, fingering her clit, I'm fingering her pussy, I'm dirty talking to her, just fucking her just in all the right ways. And then she finally turns over and faces me, opens her legs wide, and like pulls me towards her. And that's when I feel like her just like orgasming. And she, you know, she was like, I really missed you. I was like, you know what, I missed you too. And give her a kiss or whatever. Flip her back over and I start to fuck her again. I don't know if she knows it, but she definitely squirted, and she's not a squirter. And all the times that I fucked her, she's never been to one to like fully squirt. Like, yeah, a girl gets really wet, but like I'm literally hearing her ass up in the air, belly on the bed. I'm like kneeling over her, sticking two fingers, if not three fingers, into her pussy, and I'm just hearing like, and then you hear that noise. And you know when a girl squirts because that noise is unbelievable. It's almost like when you're twisting the knob off of a good soda pop and it just like has that brisk, you know, sound. She was squirting in my hand and I'm like, oh my God. But I had to go. So in 5 minutes, I set an alarm, and in 5 minutes, exactly to the T of the alarm, this girl came all over my hand, and God, that pussy was so sweet. Like, I'm so glad I'm wearing leggings, no panties right now, because I'm soaked. And I'm also soaked because it's the top of the ninth and the Dodgers are scoring against the Cubs. That's all that fucking matters. So anyways, I come back home that night. Hello. So I come back home that night, she comes over. And once again, we're getting high, we're drinking wine, just having a good time. Mind you, also my bestie's texting me. She's like, you and I need to make some plans. I'm like, okay. But I got to deal with this girl first. Hey, T. So anyways, this girl that was over, we're smoking, we're drinking, and I forgot what we were watching or doing, but I think we both suggested it was time for bed, and time for bed means it's time to fuck. So we go upstairs. As always, I'm, you know, dominating this chick. So I throw her on the bed. I start to eat her pussy. She starts begging for more. Spread her wide open. Eat her from behind. Eat her on her side. At one point, I couldn't have just enough of her. So I picked her up midair and started fucking her in the air. And then laid her back down on the bed. And then I had her, like, in my lap, and I'm fingering her, kissing on her, sucking on her titties, doing all the right moves. Like, I love females. It's something about a woman's body and two women together, and especially when two women are really going at it, there's no duplicating that. Oh, hell yes, drop that ball, go on, baby. All right, sorry about that, guys. Like I said, I'm watching the Dodger game too. So probably all the earbuds on iTunes are like, what the fuck, Sapphire? So as I was saying, getting back to the fucking. So we're fucking around. She's coming again. I'm really, at this point, so determined to make this girl squirt again. I'm just, like, fucking her even harder. And I'm just, like, getting down and deeper and just like, yeah, fucking come for me. So then she was like, I want you to do something for me. And I'm like, what? She's like, sit on my face. So I'm sitting on her face. She's like, but get down in between my legs. So now we're in 69. And you guys know, I love 69 with a girl. It's something about two pussies, two girls, just, and it's just sexy. Like, the music was on point. The face sitting was on point. And she wanted me to keep going down on her, and I'm just like, you need to stop eating my pussy. She's like, I want to smother, like, I want your face buried in my crotch as I'm buried in yours. And I'm just like, oh my God, you're killing me. You're fucking killing me. So more face sitting happens. I don't even know how long we're fucking at this point, but it's hot. I mean, I'm breaking in a sweat. I can barely breathe. She can barely breathe. I have to turn on the fucking fan and the air conditioner because I couldn't handle it. My body was just like, Sapphire, we can't do this. This is like pussy overload. Like, mayday, mayday, pussy overload. Like, we understand, Sapphire, you have not been penetrated by a woman. The last time you had some goodbye sex, like, you fucked the girl. You didn't get to have someone fuck you. So she's like fingering my pussy, she's eating me out, I'm squirting in her mouth. Ugh, like I said, fucking turning me on right now. So then I get off of her and I start to dom her again, and I whisper all these things in her ear, and I say to her, tell me how much you missed me. And that's when she pushed me off and she's like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, what did I say? She's like, you already know how much I missed you. Like, why can't we just have sex? Like, why do you have to take it there? And I'm like, take it to what? Like, I'm sorry. Like, she's like, I'm good. I'm just going to go to bed. I'm like, For real? You're really about to go to sleep. Emotional much? Yeah, I got a little emotional. I got caught up in it. Because I was just like, aw, somebody that I'm just fucking, like, actually really missed me. I was kind of, like, wrapped up in that. Yeah, yeah. But it's okay. There comes with a better story, you guys. You know me. I'm Sapphire. I can have casual sex and not be caught up in the feels. But I was just like, fuck. Like, as a dom, should not have said that. Maybe I should have just said, do you know how much I've missed this pussy? Like, I don't know. Maybe I should not have said even the word miss. Maybe she shouldn't have said the word miss. And I should have just let it fly by and just take it for what it is. Because right now, more than ever, I kind of want the pussy instead of the dick that's coming over after this show. I know, but that's the thing, you guys. I can't be too honest in this situation. Like, I really can't. I can't divulge much, but I can tell you this. Ah, shit! I can't divulge too much, like I said, but I can't reveal too much feelings for this person. But anyways, hi guys, we're in the middle of the show, so I understand. Hi. Love you guys. So anyways, like I said, I can't divulge too much of my feelings because I don't want to lose this person. Like, she's really fun. And she's just, it's hot. Like, I love, she's a fucking hot woman. Very hot. And for the record, you guys, just because she doesn't have big boobs. Kind of like smaller than me. But she has a nice tight body, nice tight pussy. It's just perfection. Like, her body is perfection. And just her personality. She's just really cool. She's a down-to-earth chick who likes chicks. And we just vibe. Like, we get each other. Like, honestly, I've even joked around to my bestie. And I said to her, like, God, I really want you two to meet because you're, like, the same person. So it's very interesting. I'll answer all the questions that you guys are putting out after this. But like I said, so I killed the mood with this chick in just 2.5 seconds, just with two words. I miss you. Or no, with three words. Tell me how you miss this. Again, like, I'm so bad. And for the record, yes, in my head, I would like to have a threesome with my bestie, but that's my bestie, and I respect our friendship. Throwing a threesome at my bestie, not a good idea. Not Snapchatting you any lady parts. You know better than that, Eric. But good try. But seriously, guys, like, I've really been, it's very rare for me to kind of, like, I don't know, just kill the mood for people. But it's too much. It's too much. Like, I can't believe that I made a woman just dry up that quick by just being honest. See, now y'all see why I can't be too honest. Sometimes I'm too blunt. Sometimes I get a little arrogant, but in good deeds, it all works out. But anyways, tonight we are talking about bedroom killers, ways that we've all, one way or another, killed the mood for sex. Because, you know what? It happens. You can be somebody like me who has sex all the fucking time and amazing sex. Like, I'm gonna toot my horn because y'all heard it first. I'm great in bed. I'm a great lay in bed. I'm a good girl to, like, fuck around. My Dodgers just scored 5 now. 5-0. Done by Seager. My motherfuckers is winning. Anyways, going back. But when it comes to, like, killing the mood, you can kill the mood with just one simple word, one simple action, not enough action. Even the lead up to sex can kill the mood. Because you know when you're having sex, and when you're, like, fucking, you know what I mean? And yeah, Eric, I'm glad that you brought that up because it's on my list. But seriously, how have you ever killed the mood? I want people to shout them out and let's see if it's on my list of bedroom killers. And I got to say thanks to one of the college blogs that I love for helping me with this list because it's so true. Number one pet peeve, and everybody has done it at least once. Answering the phone. I don't care if it's the house phone, the cell phone, the iPad. When you're answering a call, I don't care if it's Barack Obama. Don't ever do that before, during, or after sex. And especially right after sex. I'm talking about mid-stroke, you came, she came, you're barely up, and the girl is on the phone. Like, say, what the fuck just happened? I just, oh, okay, so, yeah, it wasn't, okay, I see what you mean. And see, that's the thing, Eric, I'm going to bring you to that, because you're bringing me into a subject, you're giving me a subject idea, because a lot of you guys seems to want to have threesomes with a girl and her friend. Really need to talk about that. Oh, yes, calling your ex, your girlfriend in an ex name, bedroom killer, falling asleep. But I'm telling you, biggest pet peeve of all, and everybody's done it once, answering the phone, answering a text message, answering an email. I've done it. I've seen it done. It's happened. It's been done to me. And I was convinced that my pussy was poisonous for a week. I was like, what the fuck prompted you to fuck me and then immediately jump to your phone? I was like, was this not good enough? Oh, no, no, no. Like, it was fine. It was fine. But, you know, I had some shit to do. Really? So you were watching the clock. Big no-no. Big no-no. Guarantee you that person never got a call back. Well, hookers need to get on that phone right away. That's different. I'm talking about if you're fucking a one-night stand, you're not paying for pussy, okay? Paying for pussy, they're on a time schedule. If you're getting butthurt over a hooker, then clearly stop wasting your money. Because that's what you're doing. You're buying time. But if it's just a random chick that you're fucking and she's looking at her clock or she's looking at anything other than what's on in the bedroom, too much. What do you mean by fine? My shit, exactly. My shit is immaculate. You'll fucking be in hallelujah, praise the pussy after you're done with me. Okay, enough conceited moments. Okay, here's another one. Ladies, we've all done it, and I'm going to stop us right there. And gentlemen, you've done this too. Stop asking if either parties have come. Really? You might as well just say, are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Oh, shit. You're still coming. Did you come yet? Well, damn. If I haven't come yet, get the fuck off me so I can come. I can come and go as I please. I told you guys before. Anybody who has sex with me, that's my biggest pet peeve. Don't ask me if I came already. You will know. You will know. And you will know when a girl comes or when she fakes it. Don't be so airheaded to be like that. Oh, yeah. That's my next one. Okay? Stop asking. Just stop asking questions. If it's not in the form of dirty talk, like, oh yeah, how do you like that, baby? Does that feel good to you? You like this pussy inside of you? Yes, yes. Wrap your dick inside of me. Yes. I want to feel you inside of me. It feels so good. That's fine. Don't keep asking me after each stroke, after each pussy licking. Do you like this? Do you like that? No, how about this? I'd like you to get the fuck out of my bed and let me do what the fuck I like. How about that? Ladies, you have all the permission in the world. If a guy says, do you like it? Do you like this? Every time. Please just turn around and say you're done. Exactly. It's not a press conference. You like to ask your partner political questions during sex? Yeah, no. Try to do that to me, your dick will be missing. Because everybody knows this. I'm very politically involved. Don't ask me if I'm voting for Trump in bed. I'll cut your dick off. Plain and simple. Now you know. And if I lose listeners, sorry. Just letting y'all know. Not down for the Trump. Want to kill the mood in bed for Sapphire? Mention anything about Republicans and Trump. There you go. My pussy dries up like the Sahara Desert. Just plain and simple. Here's another one. The most common one. Stop it, radio bro. You're too much. He's like, who are you voting for? Wait, I'm coming. Okay. So another common mistake that everybody does, calling out the wrong name. The first time I ever called out someone's name, mind you, I was a little, not just a little, I was very fucked up. I was so fucked up, I didn't even know where the fuck I was on campus. I had my roommates try to find me at the campus dorms, and I just told them I'm from front of a door in trees. Luckily, my ass is loud and everybody knows me, so they're like, Sapphire, you need to go to this end. But anyways, I ran into this girl that I used to fuck. And fuck it. Y'all don't know who she is, but her name was Asha. And I called her by my friend's name, Tasha. So Asha and I are fucking. My roommates are home. I tried to turn on the sound, you know, as loud as I could, but I kept saying, Tasha, oh, Tasha, oh yeah, fuck me, Tasha. She stops me. She's like, who the fuck is Tasha? I'm Asha. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just really fucked up. She's like, well, stop it or I'm a fucking leave. So mind you, maybe had a couple Vicodin pills, a lot of weed, and a lot of alcohol. So in my defense, I was just slurring words. And I'm just like, oh, and this is when I'm about to squirt. Tasha! She gets up, fucking leaves. I've never seen someone leave my bedroom so damn quickly. It was so bad. Like I told you guys before, I was a wild person in college. Like, half of the sex that I had for almost 2.5 years was under the influence. Like, drunk sex, that was me. High sex, that was me. It was too much. Like, yes, was. I don't drink that much anymore. Like, you guys know this. If anything, I smoke a lot. And I smoke a shit ton of weed, and I have the best sex when I'm high. Like, oh, there's nothing better than smoking a joint or having an edible and then fucking someone, coming, then smoking a J or smoking out of a bowl right after and then fucking them again to an oblivion. Like, I can't even tell you. It's like, for me, it's like going to the gym high and then coming back home after the shower from the gym, masturbate, have a bowl, and it's like ecstasy. I don't know why it took me so long to get back in the gym. For real. But anyways, stop calling people's names out at all, okay? We got keywords for that. Babe, baby, oh yes, harder, faster, deeper, shit, fuck, motherfucker, guys, ugh. You get what I'm saying? Like, we have other words for that, okay? Or just look at them and say, cool. Don't say hi. We all remember that scene from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and the girl's like, hi, 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 okay? And there's such a thing as doing too much. So, oh, baby, oh, 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 oh. Really? Every time I'm inside of you? It's not cute. It's not cute in porn. It's not cute in real life. So shut the fuck up and keep it to a minimum. Or just, no, stop it. We know you're faking. Here's another one. For all the prudes, I get it. Ladies, I can't even tell you how many of my friends have come up to me and they're like, I don't know how to dirty talk. And like, he wanted me to say all these things. And trust me, if you can't dirty talk, you can't dirty talk. And no person should ever shame you for not being able to dirty talk. Dirty talking is not easy. It's the hardest shit in the world. I mean, it's almost like hosting a radio show and talking about your sex life and trying to remember all the fucking sex positions and everything you know. I'm gonna stumble over my words. I can't even tell you when I try to talk dirty. And sometimes I tell the guys, yes, you like my dick inside of my pussy. Like, guys, I know you get it and you don't, you know, comprehend what I just said, but you get what I'm saying. And yes, Radio Bro, I have to agree. It's a mood killer when a woman or a man doesn't know how to dirty talk. If you don't know how to dirty talk, don't do it. Just, no, you don't have to do it. Because nothing is more unsexy than, oh yeah, I just want you to stick it in me. Oh, you want to fuck this ass? It sounds so scripted. Let it come off the top of your head, off the dome, okay? Like, I love sexting, but don't over-sext. That's another thing that's a bedroom killer. Because when you write down all the nasty shit on text that you're about to do to me tonight and it never fucking happens, best believe that's why a girl will never call you again. Because you laid out everything that you wanted to do to her, but then when it came to game time, like the real pussy time, you talked up a storm and didn't do shit about it. So keep your mouth shut. Don't do the dirty talking. Don't do the dirty pretexting if you don't know how to do it and keep up with it. Okay? I'm all about spontaneity, but also, at the end of the day, you're trying to have sex and make it memorable for someone so that they're not going around and shit talking about how the fuck you couldn't shut up during sex. Exactly. Hiding your body. I admit, I do this a lot. So when you guys tell me I look good with clothes on, and even the people who fuck me, they like, you look beautiful with clothes off, I still am conscious about my body. Like, yes, I love my titties. I love my ass. My stomach, though, whew, it took me a while, and it still is a pet peeve when guys or girls like to rub on my stomach during sex. But I get it. Like, you want to embrace every curve, every flaw, every bodily essence that you can of the person that you're fucking. And nothing is more unsexier than a man or a woman hiding their body, okay? Don't hide your body. Never cover up. I agree. You should never cover up. And I'm learning it. So I'm, you know what? It's something that I have to work on. I'm still very conscious. And so when a person says to me, like, I really admire what you're doing to yourself and all that, like, you always had a sexy body, but I'm liking the body that you're making, I'm like, damn, thank you. Blow my head up a little bit. Toot that motherfucking shit. Get it? Here's another one. But I have to disagree. This college blog said, don't high five after sex. I say high five. There's nothing wrong with a good old fashioned high five every once in a while. Everybody need love too. I am not opposed to anyone that says high five. Like, seriously, because I'm single. I'm not dating you. We're fuck buddies. Like, I should be able to high five. If I thought you did a good job in bed, high five, light that shit, drink something, dance with me, do something crazy. Because we're not coupled. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Okay? Hell, titty bump, chest bump, booty bump, pussy bump. I'm all about that. So you know what? That college blog that said don't high five during sex, if it feels right to you and the chick is down and the guy is down, high five. You did that. You made me squirt. I made you come. We had a threesome. You like my popping noise, don't you? Oh, I've been guilty of this, but falling asleep. Okay, I get it. Good hard sex, you fell asleep after. But there's a difference falling asleep after sex and falling asleep during sex. Mood killer, if you're falling asleep, let your partner know ahead of time. Don't do the whole excuse, yeah, I'm in the mood, but I'm really tired, so you can't get mad if I fall asleep. Dried up Savannah. Limp dick, elephant trunk nose, dick looking ass. That's what's gonna happen. If you're tired for if you're tired to get busy, tell your partner beforehand. Don't try to fall asleep in my pussy. I've fallen asleep fucking an ex-girlfriend. That didn't go well. A guy fell asleep in my pussy after sexting. All the things he wanted to do became a mood killer. And he still wants some of this. You ain't getting this. Because I told him, I don't give a fuck. I was tired. I had a workout for 2 hours. And still managed to make you come. But you fell asleep inside of me. What you got as an excuse? I work 14 hour days. And I still stay up to get some dick or pussy. Come on now. Gotta do better than that. I have coffee. Okay? We don't have to smoke ganja. That's true. Ready for this? Okay? Here's another one. Shouting, be my baby's daddy! Or shouting, yeah, baby, I'm a bust a nut in that pussy! No, it's not cute. It's not the 90s. Don't ask me who my daddy is. Because you know who my daddy is? The man who put his sperm in my mother's vagina and came out with me. That is my father. That is my daddy. You are not my daddy. I don't give a fuck about big daddy dick. You're scaring me by saying big daddy dick. I don't like it. So please stop. You get it? Be my baby's daddy? Not cute. Be my baby mama? Not cute. Oh, I'm gonna spray all this baby batter. Just don't bring up babies during a one-night stand or casual hookup. Because if you don't want kids, you're blessing yourself to get cursed with kids. Sorry. Here's another one. Selfies during sex and after sex. There was a whole trend about a year ago. Hashtag post-sex. Hashtag after sex. I don't want to know that you just fucked. Unless if you're one of my friends in the business or just one of my freaks and I send a snap of me about to get laid or me fingering myself or whatever, I don't give a fuck. I don't care that you got laid. If you're just some random person, no offense, earbuds. Let's be honest. If it's not porno, sex is usually not that glamorous. And angles and lighting, like you really gotta concentrate. So please stop with the after sex selfies, especially if no one really wants it to begin with. It's just why you gotta post that? No one gives a fuck on Instagram that you just got fucked. Congratulations, you're doing everything that maybe 1.2 billion people in the world are exactly doing at the same time. Congratulations. You're so not fucking original. Okay? So avoid those. I'm all for music in the bedroom. However, be mindful of your partners. Not everybody is gonna like Boys to Men, Teddy Pendergrass, all the sappy love shit. But I'm not telling you to put on Disney tunes and classical and honky-tonk country either. So make a selective playlist according to the partner. Now, if it's a one-night stand, it's a one-night stand. To be on the safe side, if you're not a music aficionado, put it on like some Google Play Music. See what I did there? Check Sapphire's AirPlay on Google Play Music, by the way. So going back, music in the bedroom can also be a mood killer. For real. Holler if you hear me. I don't know. I might say if I'm like with somebody who's freak nasty, I might be down for that. But there are Tupac songs that I'm just like, no. There's even some rock songs that I put on in the bedroom and it might freak somebody out until they see me sitting on their face or popping my pussy. They might freak out because Marilyn Manson is playing on the background or the Deftones. But you get what I'm saying? Like, be mindful of what you're playing in the bedroom for the person that's in your bedroom. Make a playlist that's sexy but yet fitting for the person that you're fucking. Simple. All right. I gotta let y'all know this. Someone brought up body odors. So I'm going to tell you which body parts are the most prone, which sexual body parts are most prone to smell a little nasty. Okay? Your hair. No offense to any cigarette smokers or heavy drinkers, but y'all need to clean your hair. If you know you're about to have some, bye Mike, or lumberjack, if you know you're about to get some pussy or dick and you're a heavy smoker or a heavy drinker, please wash your hair. Rinse out your hair. Don't just douse it in body spray. Because I don't like the scent of vanilla ass and cigarette juice. Not cute. It's not sexy. I don't care if you're a 10 in my eyes. It's just nasty. Take a damn shower, scrub your fingernails, scrub your hair, and get that shit out of your hair. Even with weed smokers, okay? I smoke a lot of weed, but no one can smell my hair and say, oh my God, it just smells like weed. Like, no, my hair smells good. It smells clean, okay? And especially if you want to like nibble behind the ears and stuff, like scrub behind your ears. Like, ugh, get with the program. Even vagina hair and dick hair, okay? The pheromones get trapped in your pubic area. So be mindful if you're a hairy person down there and you like hair down there, even in the littlest bit, clean it up a bit. Clean the vagina before you're about to have sex, okay? Clean water. You can get those, you know, nice little unscented wet wipes. Okay, nothing to change the pH balance. Stop doing that. If it's not natural, don't do it. Here's another thing. The ears. Everybody likes to lick ears. If you don't scrub, you get leftover like flakes and it's like dandruff. Sweat buildup. Earwax buildup. So if you're an ear sucker or an ear biter, wipe behind those ears. And your partner's ears. Just be mindful. Because I had some greasy ear in my mouth once or twice. Didn't end well. And it was nasty. Okay? And those people with fucking gauges, clean that shit out too. If you want me to tongue fuck your hole, I don't want it smelling like rotten ass. Okay? Going on. This is said to be the dirtiest place on your body and yet the most sensual, and that's the mouth. And it's true, okay? If you have halitosis, which is bad breath, no. I don't want to even make out or have sex with someone that smells like a dirty diaper every time they open up their mouth. It's not cute. And putting mints is not going to help it. First of all, if you have a cut in your mouth and you're about to go down on your partner, don't do it. Don't brush an hour before sexual activity. You do cut your mouth and you're susceptible to swap saliva and blood, which can give you STDs if a person has an open sore down there. So be mindful. Clean mouth is a sexy mouth, okay? So floss regularly, brush your teeth. If you're going to have sex and you absolutely need to do the mouthwash, douse it with as much water as possible. Dilute it. Because like I said, anything of the dental oral nature, mints will open up the pores in your mouth and they will open up the cuts. And you can create blood. If you're tasting blood in your mouth, please don't go and proceed to go down on a girl or proceed to suck some guy's dick. Okay? Yes, make it your best friend's Listerine and Colgate, but make it your best friend an hour or two before sex. Okay? If you know you just have a little bit of stink, go get some water. It helps. Spit and rinse. You're done. Okay? Please be careful. Here's another thing. The short area between your head and your shoulders. So the little neck area, scrub behind that. It's the most neglectful of place, yet it's the most susceptible for a lot of germ and sweat buildup. So if you want to lick all around the ears and the neck and you notice something flaky and nasty, tell your partner to wring out their neck. Wash it regularly. Here's another one. Hands. Hands, hands, hands. Clean fingernails are always good. I've told you guys before, I'm a nail biter. I got a manicure for the wedding, but even then, I fucked with these nails on, and I always clean under the nail beds. Pussy juice, dick juice, your own cum can build up. Dirt and grime build up. And so you're trying to finger somebody, finger their asshole, finger their pussy, jerk them off. You're putting dirt on there. So be mindful. Clean your fingers. Clean your hands. Do you know the remote is one of the dirtiest items in your house? It is cleaner, it is dirtier than your own toilet bowl. It is cleaner to drink out of your toilet bowl than to lick the remote. Just saying. Yeah, you gotta make sure they're clipped and clean. Guys, it's not gay to go get a mani-pedi. And for all those foot worshippers, all that, thank you for watching. Check us out, Sapphire's Airplay, on the Misfits Podcast Network, as well as iTunes. And sign up soon to ConnectPal, Ms. Radio Sapphire, because all the videos of Periscope will be there for $4.99 monthly. Okay, so anyways, like I said, the fingernails, receptible. So you need to be careful of that, okay? And wash your feet. If you are a, you know, if you love feet, if feet are your thing, just be mindful of that, please. Scrub the feet. Wash them between your toenails. Nobody needs to have dirty feet in their mouth. Bacteria. Also, your penis, your vagina. If it smells, if you can smell yourself, best believe your partner can smell it. And if you really have a foul odor, you need to go to your doctor. Do not be scared to visit your doctor. You know your body when it smells like sweat versus when it smells like ass, okay? Remember, front to back, ladies, okay? Not back to front. Guys, I understand that you want to penetrate a chick in both her ass and her pussy. Clean your dick off first after you go from dick to pussy, from ass to pussy, okay? And that's for all partners. If you are fucking another person's ass and you're going for the dick, wash your penis. Change the condom. Because what you're doing, realistically, you're fucking someone in an exit-only area into an entry and exit-only area, okay? You're putting shit, residue of shit, in a girl's vagina. And it leads to a whole lot of nasty shit, okay? So be mindful. And that goes for threesomes, too. It takes 2.5 seconds to get a chick in the mood and put the condom on, okay? Takes 2.5 seconds to take off the condom and get things started. Change the condom every time you are fucking multiple partners. Okay? Yes, it can cause a lot of harm. Gonorrhea, syphilis, AIDS. May I go on? May I continue? Hepatitis. All this stuff can come from protected sex, because you guys are dumb enough thinking, oh, well, I strapped it up and I can go from her dick to her pussy. I mean, from her ass to her pussy. No, you can't. UTIs are no joke. Okay? Yeast infections, no joke. And men and women can get them. Yes, men, you can get a yeast infection. If she has a yeast infection and you're fucking her unprotected, you have a yeast infection. Just saying. So, make sure that you're taking care of all your parts. And on a side note, I'm sorry, but guys, if you want a girl to blow you, okay, please wash your balls. Please wash your shaft. If you know you had a long day at work and you're expected to see some chick, and yet you can smell your dick through your pants, through your shorts, I'm sorry, you can't get mad at the girl that doesn't want to suck your dick. Just like, ladies, if a man doesn't want to eat your coochie, it's probably because you need to clean it up. You want to smell good and taste good? Then please, clean it up. Thank you. And if you can't shower, there's wet wipes. There's things called soap, water, washcloth. Okay? Spraying on top of musk doesn't help. I cannot stand that on any person. I don't care if you're a male or female. Spraying Axe all over your dick is not going to help the fact that you have bad odor down there. Ladies, spraying perfume and pushing it up there is not going to help that your coochie stinks. Not stinks, stinks. Okay? Bedroom killers. So we covered it all. Okay? Your hygiene, your appearance, the things you say. And on that note, I think it's time for everybody's favorite sexy break. Unfortunately, if you're listening to the podcast, you guys will not be able to experience the glory of a sexy break. And we're going to play our favorite game, smoke or shot. Mind you guys, I do have some dick coming in like 45 minutes. So we're not getting too fucked up. Okay? We're not getting too fucked up because I'm trying to get some. I'm just letting you guys know. But we'll be right back with everybody's favorite topic, the day's sex and confused news. So everybody on the Periscope, don't go anywhere. Everybody on the podcast, sit your motherfucking ass all tight and sexy and ready for me. All right, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land. So I'm just letting you guys know right now, the sexy break, as always, kept a girl wide awake and high. And I'm getting a lot of likes on the Periscope right now. If you ever want to watch live, be sure to check me out on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Periscope under Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. And also, remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire is on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Xbox One. I was playing over the weekend. I know I have to add some people. My apologies. Bestie and I were just so slammed from that amazing brunch she made. Sorry, had to be a little selfish and enjoy my ass whooping from Bestie playing Mortal Kombat. But anyways, it's everybody's favorite time. It is time for the dazed, sexed, and confused news.
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
All right, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land, it is that time. Dazed, sexed, and confused news. If this is the first time you've ever been exposed to Sapphire's airplay in the Dazed, sexed, and confused news, everyone knows, especially during the episodes at the Lair, which is at my amazing apartment in the comfort of my home, as I smoke weed and I drink, per your choice, through the Periscope. Live 8 p.m. on Tuesdays. We like to pick out some crazy headlines from the news. And I'm telling you, y'all kill me in the world. All right, so this is what's going around the world right now in the day's sex and confused news. The first one. A man allegedly pooped on a Kroger U-scan machine. And Cincinnati man was jailed after allegedly stripping down naked in front of an employee at the Kroger store in Hyde Park and took a shit on a U-scan machine. Colin Murphy, age 23, was charged with public indecency and disorderly conduct for his actions, which just took place two days ago, Sunday, according to the police. According to the affidavit, he smelled of alcohol, has slurred speech, and a staggered walk. Murphy was scheduled for an arraignment on Monday morning. I don't know what happened to this motherfucker, but For those of you that's like, what the hell is a Kroger's? Kroger's is like a Vons, a Ralph's, a Safeway. It's a grocery store. Like, what prompted this man to take a shit at a supermarket? So you reek of alcohol, you're slurring your speech, and you have irritable bowel syndrome on top of a U-scan. Did that U-scan even, like, take an x-ray of what this man shat out? I just want to know, was the shit solid, or was it diarrhea-y? Was it liquidy? Because, you know, when you get the shits after you drink a lot, it's usually watery, black, just uncomfortable. Sometimes it reeks of, like, strawberry and just nasty-ass beer. Like, seriously, that's what I want to know. Because there's a, taking a shit, and then there's taking a shit. Did he take a shit, or did he take a shit? I don't know if it was solid as a rock. But seriously, I just want to know. Did, you know, clean up on aisle 20. I mean, sorry, the U-scan. You broke my U-scan. That's all I want to know. Like, did it work? Well, I guess we'll never know. Speaking of some craziness in New Jersey, more than 80 cats and several dogs were found stacked inside cages in a New Jersey home in what officials called one of the worst cases of animal cruelty they've ever seen. A neighbor contacted a town official in West New York to report a foul odor coming from a nearby apartment. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. And now on the episode of Hoarders. And responding animal control found horrific, oh Jesus Christ, deplorable conditions inside, according to the West New York Commissioner Susan blah blah blah. 81 cats were found in cages from floor to ceiling, covering an entire 12-foot wall. What the fuck? 10 dogs were found hidden in closets, emaciated and filthy. Jeez, oh my Lord. That bedroom was a house of horrors, said the town humane officer, who called the case the worst he's seen in 20 years on the job. Oh my goodness. Officials said two people have been arrested and a third in being sought. They are facing 86 counts of animal cruelty. Authorities said the three appear to be taking money to supposedly adopt and care for unwanted cats and dogs. Miranda Davis says, Dia says she's not clear how many of the animals can be saved. Many of them were malnourished and sick. Okay, this is some sick shit. And this is what confuses me the most. Why did it take up to 80 of these cats, 81 of these cats roaming around in this apartment cooped up? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to know how long these animals have been done, but I know the sound of cats and dogs can be heard. And I understand, you know, when you're living in a slumlord kind of village or whatever, an apartment, not village, but you're living in shitty conditions already. I'm sorry, but if it smells like cat piss and no, but this sounds like something straight out of the show Hoarders. Like, that's scary as shit. Like I said, this is the dazed part of the Dazed, Sexed, and Confused news. Can't imagine this. Okay, but here's my favorite one of the night. Short shorts prevent burlesque dancer from boarding JetBlue flight. A woman was prevented from boarding a JetBlue flight to Seattle after the airline deemed that her shorts were too short. Wait till you hear her name. Maggie McMuffin, who works as a burlesque dancer, was returning from a performance in Boston while wearing a tiger sweater, black and white shorts, and thigh-high socks when a gate lead approached her about 45 minutes before she was set to go. Quote unquote, told me that she was really sorry for bringing this up, but just what I was wearing was not appropriate, and the flight crew had discussed it, and the pilot had decided I need to put on something else or I would not be allowed to board the flight, she said. McMuffin said her shorts were deemed too short and that the staff would not permit her to cover up her waist using a sweater or a blanket. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. I'm sorry, honey, but you should not have short shorts on and your name is Maggie McMuffin, because they're going to say a lot of shit already. But that's some horse shit. You can't put it on a blanket. She can't cover up a blanket. Who the fuck is going to see her shorts on the flight? And I've seen plenty of little hoochie mamas in their short shorts and little kids in their short shorts. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Let's be all honest. We've seen the most disgusting people at airports. Either they know how to dress, don't know how to dress, or dress in their fucking lingerie, or dress up in some like bummy ass clothes. So what the fuck? It's not like she was doing the burlesque dance. That's fucking sexist and stupid. Fuck you guys. JetBlue released a statement regarding the incident and said that they stand behind the discretion of their employees. Quote unquote, while the customer was not denied boarding, the crew members politely asked if she could change. The customer agreed and continued on the flight without interruption, they said. We support our crew members' discretion to make these difficult decisions. McMuffin expressed that she felt the ruling on her clothing was subjective, as she was not questioned on her first flight or when she cleared the TSA checkpoint. She's got a good point. Quote unquote, I was told it was the pilot's final say so. These are not official rules that can be broken, she said. McMuffin noted that the shorts were not burlesque shorts and that she would like to see JetBlue apologize and implement a more clear dress code policy. Quote unquote, if companies are going to seek action against people like me, they should clearly list their boundaries and their dress code, she said. Quote unquote, I think this seems like a small thing, but it's connected to a larger thing in our society, and it's something we need to analyze. It's kind of true. I'm sorry. Kind of true. If we can nitpick about the liquids we bring or the electronics we bring on a plane, maybe you should be a little bit more clear than what the fuck we're supposed to wear. But at the same time, like I said, be mindful of, you know, your name and who you're representing. That's all I'm saying. If a woman wants to dress in her underwear, fine. So be it. But at the same time, time and place. I get it. But to make a fool out of this woman the way that they did, not so good. Because she has a point. If she was dressed in the same way that she was flying out, why does it have to be coming back in? She gets judged. Make your shit clear. While making your shit clear, Michigan strip club causes controversy with sign seeking class of 2016 dancers. A Michigan strip club set a controversial sign offering jobs to quote unquote the class of 2016 was only meant to be a joke. Michelli's Corner, a topless bar in Harrison, Michigan, drew criticism from local and online viewers of a viral Facebook post for a controversial message on its marquee saying, now hiring class of 2016. Local woman Lisa Mulholland said that the sign sends the wrong message to the high school graduates. If you're a graduate, you want to go to college, she said WNEM. She said she doesn't have any problem with the strip club, but finds the sign to be in very poor taste. They're good people, but I still don't think it's right. I don't think it's right at all. The whole school board district is going crazy. They think basically that children fresh out of high school shouldn't be taking off their clothes for money. I think it's sickening. Blah, blah, blah. At the same time, a lot of the kids, I'm not trying to say that everybody's born to be a stripper, and I'm not saying that these kids want to be born as strippers. Everybody has their own choice. If a person wants to sexually liberate themselves by taking off their clothes and they're of legal age, then fine, hire them. At the same time, I can see that this is also a sign that goes out to the public, causes controversy. It was done in poor taste. But at the same time, if it's not your son or daughter doing it, you can't just assume everybody's going to sign up the moment they graduate into a strip club. And you can't say that strippers are dumb and not doing anything with their lives, because that's what they're saying, that no one should ever be taking off their clothes for money and for the support of things. Mm-mm. So, poor taste, yes. Calm the fuck down, true. Come on, guys. All right, so that's it for the Day Sex and Confused news tonight. And I gotta say thank you to everybody who's watched tonight, regardless of the sound issues on the Periscope or whatever, and everybody listening to all the Misfits Podcast Network shows. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to the new listeners, the new earbuds of Sapphire's Airplay. Can't do all of this without you guys. Like I said, get ready, connectpal.com, Ms. Radio, no, Sapphire's Airplay, connectpal.com. Look us up, because for $4.99 starting next month, okay, starting around the 15th of June, you will be able to purchase for $4.99 a month not only all the Periscope videos available for free download, a throwback episode of Sapphire Airplay shows since the Erotic City Radio days, and a lot more, including Sapphire Airplay t-shirts to those who donate more than their $4.99 contribution to Sapphire's Airplay. So check me out, Ms. Radio Sapphire, and pretty much everything, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I'm happy to answer emails when I can. Shout out to my sexy grandfuckers. They're always emailing me. I love you guys to death. Y'all always keep it sexy with your photos and your sexual mishaps. I love it. I love it. You guys are the coolest swingers I've ever met. Over email, but you can email me Sapphire's Airplay, SapphiresEarplay at gmail.com. I love you guys so much. I'm about to get that booty safely. So remember, Sapphire's Airplay always promotes safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next week, good night. And X-Men was awesome. It was fucking awesome. Go see X-Men, for real. It was mind-blowing. I might have to do an X-Men sex story, because ovaries, nerd booby lasers. Pew, pew, pew. I loved it. All right, everybody. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.